Welcome to the Weekly Green, a KXCI mini-program on environmental topics from southern Arizona and the rest of the world. Today we're joined by Genevieve Comeau, a graduate student at a U of A specializing in insect-borne diseases. Welcome, Genevieve.
I'm really excited to be here.
2 weeks back, I did an episode on Zika, and you emailed me telling me that I said something really, really wrong. What was it that I said wrong?
I heard you mention that dengue and Zika were the same virus, and this is a really easy mistake to make. They're in the same viral family, they're transmitted by the same mosquito, Aedes aegypti, and the symptoms are very similar.
What I wanted to say is that the vector is the same, and the symptoms are much the same as dengue fever, except that they're not as serious.
Well, the symptoms are pretty much the same, except that Zika has been connected to birth defects like microcephaly.
You say birth defects like microcephaly. Are there any other birth defects?
Maybe not birth defects, but there's implications that it may be connecting to Guillain-Barré, a disease where your immune system actually attacks your nervous tissue. There are CDC investigators in Puerto Rico right now looking into this.
The Zika problem is now centered on South America, but it does not originate there.
Zika is native to Africa. It was discovered in 1947, and then sometime in the last decade or so, it began migrating through Micronesia across the Pacific and then arrived in Brazil in May of 2015. From there, it spread through Central America and into the Caribbean.
And is it spreading north to the U.S. now, too?
So far, there hasn't been any local transmission of Zika in the United States, but there have been several cases where people have traveled to Central or South American countries and then come back infected with Zika.
And persons most at risk are women in the early stages of pregnancy.
Zika infection would be the most dangerous in the first trimester of pregnancy, when children are still developing their brains and their heads, which is what the birth defects affect.
What's being done to fight the disease?
Because there's no vaccine or cure for Zika, countries are mobilizing to eradicate the vector. So in Brazil, they actually mobilize the army to spray and to get rid of containers. And this is something you can do at home. In addition, governments are issuing advisories against travel. In the US, the CDC has issued a travel advisory against pregnant women going to the affected countries in Central America, South America, and the Caribbean.
If I'm a pregnant woman returning from one of these countries, what do I do? Do I have myself screened for Zika, and where do I do that?
One of the issues is there's really no effective quick test that's widely available for Zika. Because it's so similar to dengue, it tends to cross-react on the assays. The only labs that are capable of correctly diagnosing a Zika infection are few, and most of them are at the CDC. So if you were pregnant and you were displaying the characteristic symptoms of a Zika infection, a red spotty rash, fever, joint pain, red eyes, your healthcare provider might take a blood sample and then send it to the CDC.
I guess even when you don't show the symptoms, it'd be better if you return from a trip like that to have it checked.
Zika doesn't show symptoms in 80% of cases, which can make it really dangerous if you're a pregnant woman and you have no idea that you're infected.
What is the procedure if you are pregnant and you are diagnosed with Zika? What can be done to save the fetus?
Clinicians are still trying to figure that out because this is a very new problem.
There's no real answer to that yet.
No, not yet.
Abortion is the only solution there.
This creates a problem because in a lot of the countries that are affected, abortion is very controversial. In fact, 4 out of the 6 countries that outright ban it are Latin American. So this raises a lot of interesting questions about women's reproductive choice if these governments are saying, hey, don't get pregnant until July 2016, but then the women don't have access to things like birth control or safe legal abortions to be able to exercise this control over their bodies.
These governments of these countries actually gave out an advisory not to get pregnant until July 2016.
Several of them, yes.
But without giving any kind of recourse.
As the one possibly good consequence of this outbreak, this will raise this question for policymakers.
It might actually promote women's rights in those countries.
Yeah, maybe indirectly.
What can people here do about Zika?
Right now, the best thing to do is to just reduce the chance of getting bitten by a mosquito. In the mosquito season here in Tucson, which is from March to September, you can wear long sleeves, apply repellent, and make sure that there aren't any containers in your front yard full of standing water where mosquitoes might breed.
Thank you very much, Genevieve.
Thank you, Dan.